flags up in the sky.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another week of Penalty Kicks, your source for men's and women's soccer coverage for Robert Morris University. I'm Owen Kreps, and I'm here alone again, but that's not going to stop me from talking about some soccer. Let's get into things with women's soccer. They've only had one game since our last podcast, being a game against Fairleigh Dickinson last Sunday. They ended up losing that game 3-1, and they are now 3-10 overall and 1-2 in their conference games. They're set to play Mount St. Mary's this Friday away at 3 o'clock. So a brief overview of the Fairleigh Dickinson games. The Fairleigh Dickinson Knights are now 3-7-3 overall, 1-1-1 in their conference, and the Knights went up 3-0 in this game. So no offense was scored by Robert Morris until the late portions of this game, where Bailey Farabaugh scored her first goal of her career. So congratulations to her. But other than that, Robert Morris going down, digging themselves a hole, 3-0 Knights advantage was all it would take, as Robert Morris ended up losing this game by 2 goals. So if we take a look at some of the stats here, Robert Morris was outshot 12-2 on net and 23-4 overall. So a lot of work there for Robert Morris's netminders. Sydney Brucker played the entire game, made nine saves and gave up three goals against. And it really just came down to which team had the better opportunities, and Fairleigh Dickinson, with 23 shots on net, they just took control of this game. In my prediction last week, I thought it was going to be a close 2-2 tie. I thought these teams were evenly matched, but I guess that was not the case. Fairleigh Dickinson 3-1 win over Robert Morris. So what we can take from this game, goaltending was really the key here. Not a diss on Bruckner at all. She was doing her best to keep her team in the game as much as possible. But Amanda Fitzgerald for Fairleigh Dickinson only had one save on 2 shots on net, but she was really the key to this win for Fairleigh Dickinson. Their offense was clicking, and ours wasn't. Jane Schleicher was held scoreless, and she's our main offensive contributor. So when you can't get Jane going, then the rest of the offense really doesn't follow. But it is good. Bailey Farabaugh, shout out to her. Her first goal of her career, and obviously first as a Colonial. Good for her. But other than that, women's soccer held Jane Schleicher held scoreless, and a 3-1 loss. A loss against a team that personally I thought was the same skill level as Robert Morris. Robert Morris now plays Mount St. Mary's this Friday away. Mount St. Mary's is 1-6-3 overall, 0-0-2 ties for their conference. Their last two games were their first two conference games, and both of those, like I said before, are ties. They were against Fairleigh Dickinson, the team we just lost to, 3-1, and LIU Brooklyn. This team is a very deep team. They have 9 goals on the season, and 5 different players have those goals. Kayla Hughes, a senior, has 4 goals and 8 points, but yet they still have 5 different players that are tallying goals. So they have a top offensive contributor in Kayla Hughes, but it's not like she's doing all the work. She has help. But the team's record is still 1-6-3 overall. Their only wins on the season have came at home, and Robert Morris is playing there. I think this game will be close, but RMU, this is my prediction, RMU loses 2-1. Jane Schleicher gets the only RMU goals. Hughes and freshman Maddie Chow for St. Mary's will score. If you've been listening to this podcast for a couple weeks now, you know that my predictions are absolutely awful, and hopefully I will be wrong on this one too. All right, so now we're to the part of the show where we talk about Jane Schleicher. Jane Schleicher this week was held scoreless, but it's not like she's not trying. She now has 48 shots this entire season, 33 of them on net. 9 goals, 18 points. Fantastic. You can't get much better. And she obviously leads her team. So, shout out to Jane again. Doing it all, carrying the offense. But I actually want to talk about a different soccer player. This one being from the men's team. We'll switch over to men's soccer now. And that is Winter Fondy, the redshirt senior. He has 44 saves thus far in his 10 games this season. Winter Fondy, keeping his statistics do not really show what type of a player he has been this year. His goals against average is 1.65. His save percentage is 7.760. And like I said, his stats don't really go to show how great he has been this season. He's had timely saves, clutch saves. He's keeping his team in the game. And his stats just... I wish his stats were more appropriate to how he's been playing this season. So I recently had an interview with Winter just about his season, his team's goals this season, and a couple of questions about just the life of being an RMU men's soccer player. So I'm going to play that right now, and then we'll get back into recapping some of the men's soccer games. All right, you've been under the watch of head coach Bill Dennison for the past couple of years. What has it been like to play for him for the past few seasons?
It's been good. Pretty big learning experiences the entire time. Constantly, he's either, you know, whatever happens in the game, he'll talk to you about it specifically, whether it's good or bad. I've made some mistakes in my career, and I made some good plays. And regardless of what it is, he's always there for you, and he helps you just get through the good times and the bad, and makes you want to play for him and work hard for him every day to get better.
What would you say is the biggest benefit that you've received from him in your time here?
Personally, I love the fact that. He loves telling stories, so you get to hear about past people and different stuff like that. And for me, that's the best thing I've learned from him, just because he's not a goalie coach personally. So I've learned more from Brandon Regan as a goalie coach.
Overall, how have you changed personally from your first year here to this year?
Besides being a lot older, I'd just say more mature, I would say. I'm more confident in myself. I don't get nervous before games anymore. I just do what I've been doing for the past couple of years, and it's just a lot easier to go through everything without being nervous.
How would you compare your first game of high school soccer to your first of college soccer?
Honestly, in high school, I was usually one of the better players on the team, so I was pretty overly confident and expected to do well no matter what. In college, I didn't practice my freshman year at all. I was sick during preseason, and our very first game was the first day I was cleared, and I got thrown in, so I really didn't get any chance to think about anything. It just kind of happened, and I was scared out of my mind.
How has the team changed since your freshman year to the team that you're currently on the field with now?
Oh, it's completely different. We had Speedy running our team freshman year, just completely different atmosphere when it comes to talent. We had Nico Brett, too, back then. Now it's more of a – we have to be more of a team. We don't have individuals that can just take us to win games. It's more of a team effort.
You continue to climb up the record books in terms of games played. How does it feel to be a potential record club owner or record owner?
I mean, I guess it's nice. I don't know. as long as we get to conference this year, that's all I really care about. Conference tournament, that is.
Given that you're the only redshirt senior on the team and one of the 6 seniors overall, what has it been like for you to help lead this team in the right direction?
Well, it's been nice. I mean, obviously, the beginning, it's going to start the way we wanted to, but we will fight back and get a couple wins before conference. We're just playing better as a team. Like I said, we got a lot of younger guys and people that haven't played together. It's weird being the only person in my class still on the team, but other than that, I think we're working hard to get better together as a group that haven't played together very much.
Who do you think will become a big influence for this team once you graduate this year?
I expect a lot of things out of the junior class. They have a decent amount of people, and they're going to get a lot more. I mean, obviously losing 6 people that are big influences on the team this year. The junior class is going to have to step up and be a big part. Both twins are going to have to do a lot next year. Not that they're not doing a lot this year, but they're going to have to step up big next year for sure.
What do you hope to see from your team moving forward, not only this year, but next year?
This year, I just want us to progress. And now that we have 9 teams in the conference, I want us to be able to successfully get through it and make the conference tournament. And then next year, I mean, it's always the goal is to make the conference tournament, but hopefully just progressively get better. That's what we want to do every year. Overall record the last couple of years hasn't been the best, but hopefully we just continuously get better.
And after you graduate, what do you hope to accomplish after
college? Pay off all my loans and help my parents.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right there. So pay off all his loans and help his parents. Wise words there from Winter Fondy. The main thing that you can hear he said multiple times in the interview was that the team's main goal this season is to make the conference tournament. And going 1-1 this week in conference games can contribute to that. The first game that they had on this week, they started their conference games. They're now 1-1 in conference games and 3-7-1 overall. And they started conference games with a loss to Bryant Friday at 3 and a win 3-1 at Sacred Heart Sunday at noon. Their next game is against St. Francis Brooklyn home Sunday at noon. So the Bryant game was the first conference game for Robert Morris, and there was a 2-0 loss for them. Like I said, first conference game. Bryant now 1-6-2 overall, 1-0-1 in their conference. It was also Bryant's first win of the season. Two first half goals was the only difference here. And let's pull up the stats. Robert Morris outshot 16-9. Even foul, kind of a weird stat. I don't know if this is that relevant, but an even 40 fouls, each team having 20. I thought that was kind of interesting. Owen Pierce, great name, 3 shots on net, but no goals for anyone on Robert Morris. And Winter Fondy had 6 saves. Oliver Laurent was the difference maker in this game, the goaltender for the Bryant Bulldogs. He had 3 saves on the 3 shots on net for Robert Morris and got the shutout. Goals were scored by Jared Lee and Antonio Checheros, and Bryant walked away with their first win of the season and their first conference win of the season. So, in my opinion, these were two somewhat, just like the women's soccer team, this loss could have been won. Two evenly matched teams in terms of record, in terms of statistics, in terms of talent. It's tough to see a loss like this, but Robert Morris did end up getting a win this week, and that was against. Sacred Heart Sunday. On Sunday, they won 3-1 in that game. Goals were scored by Owen Pierce, Zach Sherman, and Guilherme. I'm sorry if I'm butchering this name, Guilherme Fink. I apologize. It was the third win of the season, and it was a 3-1 win on the road. Sacred Heart is now 1-8-1, and the third win of the season makes Robert Morris 3-7-1. First conference win of the season, obviously great. You want to get conference wins more than anything. It was good to see 3 different players score goals. 3 goals in a soccer game is you're most likely going to get a good win with that. Goals by Fink, Sherman, and Pierce shows good depth scoring. Fondy had 5 saves and 1 goal against. Zach Sherman had 4 shots, a goal, and an assist. Obviously, player of the game. At least in my opinion, good to see him leading the offense and working well with Owen Pierce and just tallying up the stat sheet. Robert Morris, this was a fairly even game in terms of shots, 20-16 in favor of Sacred Heart, 6 on net for Sacred Heart, 7 on net for Robert Morris. So it did come down to goaltending. We're lucky we have Winter Fondy back there. Backstopping us, only letting in 1 goal, and letting Owen Pierce and Zach Sherman get the 3 goals, and that is what we're looking for with our men's soccer team. It was a good conference win. I'm sure the team is very happy of it, and they're looking forward to play St. Francis Brooklyn this Sunday. So St. Francis Brooklyn, the Terriers, they will Robert Morris will play them this Sunday at noon at home. It's their first home game after four away games. Obviously not a road trip. They're not, I mean, it is a road trip, but you're not staying there and going to the next place like in Big Four leagues. But it is nice that we'll be able to watch some men's soccer home finally after a four-game absence. Third conference game, 1-1 so far, obviously looking for the win. St. Francis Brooklyn, 4-7 overall, 1-1 in conference play, just like your Colonials. They have 12 goals in 11 games as a team this season. Very good statistic there. The team really likes to shoot the ball. They average 11.6 shots a game, and the average for our conference is 9 a game. So Winner Fondi is going to be the difference in this game. Also, the average for the Northeastern Conference for total shots thus far is 99. This team, St. Francis Brooklyn, has 128 shots so far. So, like I said, Winner Fondi going to be the difference maker in this game. I think he's going to work his butt off, and I think he's going to give his team the chance to win like he always does. This team has 7 different goal scorers, very deep offensive team, just like Bryant, or just like St. Francis Brooklyn. My apologies. Marco Toriani and Ali Tuncara. I'm sorry if somehow you're listening to this. Marco and Ali are the two players on St. Francis Brooklyn that have 3 goals, yet they still have 7 different goal scorers. So very deep offensive team, 12 goals on the season, 11 games. No offense to Robert Moore soccer, but I think Brooklyn scoring depth is going to get them the win in this. Fondi will try his hardest. This is my prediction. Robert Morris will unfortunately lose 2-0. They cannot match St. Francis Brooklyn's scoring depth. But like I said, with the women's soccer prediction, I am awful with my predictions, and I hope I get this one wrong as well. Speaking of that, let's check in with my last week predictions. Last week, I predicted the Fairleigh Dickinson game for the women's soccer to be a 2-2 tie. The actual result was a 3-1 loss for our ladies. And for men's, for the Bryant game, I predicted a 2-0 RMU win. I got the score right, but not in the right way. The actual result was a 2-0 loss to Bryant for Robert Morris. So, a brief recap of this week's predictions. I have St. Francis Brooklyn, the Sunday game at home at noon for your for the men's soccer team. I will predict it'll be a 2-1 Robert Morris loss, and I predict it would be a 2-0 Robert Morris loss. And for the women's, they play Mount St. Mary's this Friday on the road, and my prediction is that it will be a close game. Robert Morris, though, loses 2-1. So hopefully I'm wrong with these predictions, like I said before. We're going to about wrap it up here, but I'd like to say the interview with Winner Fondi, I will be writing a piece on that. That'll come out soon. You can look for that on RMU Century Media on our website. I'm sure it'll be posted on Twitter and Instagram, so you guys can get that. That way, all of my 6 listeners out there. That's pretty much all I have for today. It's a short one. I didn't talk for long enough, but only 1 game for women and 2 game. 1 game for the women and 2 for the men. Hopefully, we'll have much more to talk about with 2 Robert Morris wins come next week. Thank you all for listening, and tuning in. Like I said, Century Media. Check in for all of your everything you need to know, stuff like that. Advertise that every week like an idiot. Anyways, Penalty Kicks records every week all throughout soccer season. Make sure you keep turned in. That's all I have for you today. Thank you all for listening.